to be working, and it you don't have to talk loudly. It works quite well.
I see.
So this is something like February the 26th, I think.
26th is right.
Of 2010, and I'm at Arthur Flood's house on Crescent Drive, Kenmacasis Park. And I have permission from Mr. Flood to interview him for the History of Rossay book. Now, to start with then, Arthur, your father is George, was George, and what was George's, what was your mother's name?
Clara.
C-L-A-R-A. And, okay. And what was her birth, her maiden name? Clara.
Thibodeau.
Thibodeau.
Yeah.
That's T-H-I-B, Thibodeau. I'll look in the phone book. Thibodeau. Okay. And where was your father born?
In St. John.
Oh, he's a St. Johner. And your mom?
No, she was born in Nigadoo.
Okay, so she was Francophone. Maybe.
Well, I don't think there were Francophones in those days.
But French?
Yes.
French, yeah. Okay. And then when did they... Okay, so he bought Barber property.
Yes.
But was he? Were they married and living in St. John at the time, or had they moved, do you think?
No, they lived... at the time, they lived in Renforth.
Oh, they did? Okay.
Yeah.
So they were married and living in Renforth?
Yes.
Okay. And and how many children did they have? I know they had...
Six.
Oh, well, I'm not going to write all those down. So, but were you the firstborn or...
No.
No? Rita gets mentioned in here because we have a quote from Rita. Is she your older sister?
Yes. Not the oldest.
But she's an older sister.
Yes.
And do you mind telling us when you're born?
23.
You're born in 23. So. And Rita, how many years older is she?
I think 2 years older.
So she's roughly 21. Because she remembers your father, George, saying, put on your coat. I'm going to show you some property we just bought.
Yeah.
And that your mother said, what are they going to do with all that land?
I don't know where they came from, where Rita got that. But
yeah.
Maybe.
So I wonder, do you think your father, what was his job at the time?
Well, he was in the construction business.
He was first, was he?
Yes.
And was it Flood Construction?
John Flood and Sons.
Oh, John Flood and Sons. Okay, so John is your grandfather then. John had George.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. So maybe John, did John Flood and Sons begin as a business in Renforth or St. John, do you know?
St. John.
It was a St. John construction business. Okay.
Yeah.
So then his John's son George moves out here and gets the bright idea, which was very bright, that this big piece of property would be a good subdivision, do you think?
I'm not sure he had a subdivision in mind, but...
pretty big for a summer camp. Pretty big lot of land.
Oh, I know, yeah.
He must, oh, well.
I think he just wanted to get closer to the river.
Yeah.
But he I'm sure he had no idea of developing it then.
Really? Interesting. So then, now there's this stone house. I should have taken a look at it, but is it the stone house just when you cross the tracks coming in?
Yeah.
And that was the barber house.
Yes.
Therefore, the barbers lived there and owned this big, to them, useless piece of land. Well, not useless, but I mean, I don't mean that. But it was just sitting there. But there was at least one camp on it, because they said, Rita remembers the barber's son, had a son in a camp in the woods.
Yes.
And that he used to go door to door selling baskets and things. Do you remember him?
Oh, I remember him because I used to run into him all the time. He lived up not far from the tracks.
Do you remember his name? What?
Jack.
Well, okay, and then Jack had a son named Jack also, maybe?
Not that I ever heard of. No, I don't think he had any sons.
Because we do have, it was a Mrs. McClellan wrote for the Kings County Historical Society that Jack Barber had a son who lived in the camp.
No, it was Jack that lived in the camp.
Oh, do you think? Okay, so Jack lived in the camp. Well, so it was just a summer camp, even though he had his stone house.
It was just a shack.
Just a shack. Okay. But do you think he lived there instead of in the stone house? Maybe he didn't get along with his wife.
I don't think he was ever married.
Oh, really? Oh, so he wasn't even married. Oh, okay. All right, so then he sold the whole big property to your dad.
Not Jack, Harold did.
Harold?
His brother.
Oh, his brother, Harold Barber, owned the land.
Yes.
Oh, Harold owned the land. Oh, so Harold had the stone house.
Yes. I think that I'm sure that Jack must have lived there at times. He couldn't live in the shack up at the head of the road.
You say he couldn't live in the shack?
No.
No. Well, but that was a stone house at the head of the road, wasn't it?
No.
Oh, this is different. The shack is different. Okay.
Yeah.
So then your father bought the land. So any idea when that would have been? Rita remembers it. So do you remember when they bought the land?
Oh, yeah, but I don't know the date.
No, but about how old would you have been? Like a elementary school kid?
Oh, no. I'm sure I was in university at the time.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. When did you graduate university? Roughly. If you were born in 23, you probably went in about 43. Well, that would have been during the war.
47, I think.
You graduated?
Yeah.
Oh. Did you serve in the... You probably didn't serve in the war. Oh, that's good. You were at university. Huh. What university did you go to?
St. Alex.
Oh, you went to St. Alex. Okay.
Well, I started in St. Alex.
Yeah.
Then transferred to Dalhousie.
Yeah. Okay. What degree did you get?
Engineering.
Oh, engineering. Okay. Okay, so you were at university when your father bought the property, and then did they just let it sit idle? That would have been about 40s during the war that he bought the land then, sometime
yes.
During the war. So then, I wonder how long it was before he got the idea to develop it.
See, my trouble is I don't remember dates.
Yeah, but you might remember what you were doing. I don't remember dates either.
Well, see, I was the first one to move down here.
Oh, into the park.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so you were just living on family property then. You asked if you could build a house.
Yeah.
Asked your dad. So were you married at the time?
Yes.
Okay, and what's your wife's name?
Ann.
Okay. Is that Ann with an E?
No, just A-N-N.
And what's her maiden name?
Ola.
Oland?
Yeah.
Related to the Rossayer ones?
Well, I don't know. Her father was Jeff. He lived in the city.
Okay, Jeff Olin. And is Anne still alive?
No.
I take it she's not here. Okay. So you two got married. When did you get married? Roughly. You graduated in around 1947, so did you then go to work first or get married right away?
I went to work first.
And where were you working, in St. John?
Yeah.
As an engineer?
Yeah.
Okay. For yourself or for a firm?
For the construction company, floods.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So now it's flood and grandsons. Flood and sons and sons.
Floods is an old company. It started in 1848.
Oh. Imagine.
My great-grandfather.
So that would be John's father.
Yes.
What was his name?
Michael.
Michael Flood started Flood Construction in 1848. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's really something. Really predates Canada by a lot. Okay. Neat.
Canada's oldest construction company.
Well, I like to hear that kind of thing. Canada's oldest construction company. Neat. Okay, so you went to work there and in a few years got married?
Yes.
Must have been. So that would have been in the 50s, maybe early 50s. Oh, well, we can figure it out backwards. Your oldest son is around 56, so
yeah.
You probably got married about a year before that.
That's right.
Okay. Before Jeff. Okay, so you got married and asked your father if you could build a house here. Now, is this the house?
No.
No, okay. Where was that first house?
Well, it's down there.
On Crest, this very road, or Forest Road, maybe?
No, it's Elizabeth Parkway, I think.
Yeah, okay, somewhere Elizabeth Parkway. So that was the first house. And then you had a lot of siblings. You had five siblings, so maybe some of them got that idea, too, to build house. Like, maybe Flood started living here first?
My brother built a house here, too.
Which brother?
Well, he's dead now, George.
Okay. So that was two of you. Then can you remember how it came to be that your father got the idea to sell a lot of property?
I don't.
I'll tell you something I heard. I heard that in the original design, whether that was by your father or not, so many of the houses get water property and a view, but that there was a corridor kept of open natural woods, a corridor, and I think several of them still go through the park so that people in their sort of backyards have this access to the river.
Yeah.
I wonder whose idea that was. That was a neat, you know, really thinking ahead for town planning.
Yeah. And the council are considering getting rid of that.
I know. I heard that.
I can't
imagine that happening.
No. However, it was done for two reasons. The first reason, of course, was to give everybody access to the water.
Yeah.
The other reason was a fire stop.
Okay, yeah.
You know, for the first few years, it was all woods. You know, if there was ever a fire, you'd never get out of here.
Oh, okay, so this corridor was cut, and then people could walk on it. The trees were cut.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so then in the selling of the land, did your father just sell the lots, or did Flood Construction build the houses first and then sell the houses, or?
Originally, we built all the houses.
You did?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then we decided to sell houses, too. Times change so fast, you know.
Yeah.
You know, when we first started, people wouldn't move out here. It's too far away.
From St. John.
Yeah. There was no streetcar service or anything else.
Right. There were buses in the 50s, pretty good bus system, but that didn't. I mean, people were moving to Gondola Point and Fairvale, so I wonder.
Not then, they weren't.
Not in the 50s?
No.
Not so much?
No.
Okay. It was more the 60s, I guess.
Yeah. And later.
And later. Okay. Well, then, so would most of these houses or the original ones have been built in the mid-60s, do you guess?
Yeah.
Okay. So at first, flood construction would build the houses and sell them, and then eventually you're saying then they would just sell the lots and people would build them on their own.
Yeah.
Okay. Huh. And so you had how many children?
11.
Oh, you should be ashamed of yourself. 11 children, and I play hockey with your baby. Henry joined my hockey team.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty cool that she plays hockey. So you have 11 children, and do any of them work for the company? They must.
Yes, 3 of them do.
Would they be like your 3 oldest boys, or?
Not the oldest, but the older boys.
Three.
They're all younger than Jeff, but they're...
Okay. So they're the ones now that keep flood construction going. Okay. And where do they get most of their work now, do you know?
Everywhere.
Really all around St. John and out here?
In the province.
Oh, the whole province?
Oh, yeah.
Would you have offices other places?
No.
No? But they just get hired and...
Site offices, you know.
Yeah.
If we get a job, we move there with a job office.
Okay. And is it mainly houses that you build?
No, we don't do any houses.
Okay, what do you do? What do you build?
Everything.
Well, for example, office buildings, bridges?
We do office buildings. The biggest job this year is trying to fix the Harbor Bridge. And this summer we worked all over the province for TV. And
TV?
Yes, for Rogers, who he worked in Newfoundland.
Okay. What were you doing with TV?
Building repeater stations.
Repeater stations. Okay. All right. I'm going to make sure this is still going here. I was interviewing Mayor Bill Bishop and it ran out of batteries. Looks okay. So you've lived in the park all your life then?
Pretty well, yeah.
Yeah, and how are you happy with the way it's been developed?
Oh, I think so, yeah.
Certainly a nice place to live.
Yes.
Amalgamation, when that happened, did that affect your life at all?
No.
When Renforth was pushed into Rossay, no?
Not really, no.
The quality of services still the same?
I think it's the same people running it, you know.
And I think there was some trouble for a while with the water and sewerage system down here.
Well, originally we supplied the water, but it became impossible, you know. A private company can't provide water to the public. You know, I don't know how to describe that, but, you know, everything was on pumps. And if we had a power failure, the pumps, of course, shut down.
Right.
And it was nothing at all to get a call in the middle of the night that they had no water. You know, I don't know what they expected us to do about it. But,
right.
But this is... And you had to fight about the bill, you know. Nobody wants to pay bills.
Yeah.
So we were glad to get rid of it.
Yes. Where were you pumping the water from? I guess that's a stupid question, but I'm not an engineer. Like, where did you get the water?
Out of the ground.
So your own huge well?
Yeah.
And then you would pump it to the people. Okay. All right. So then the village of Renforth must have taken that over?
Yes.
Okay. And then I heard that at one point the Renforths, well, the sewerage from up on the hills there was brought down by gravity to the lagoon sort of at the entrance here?
Yeah.
Okay, so did the village build that lagoon?
Yes.
Okay. say about Kennebecasis Park or Renforth or...
Well, I don't know what you'd say, you know.
Or flood construction. It's still going strong. That's great. Four generations now. At least. No, you said your great-grandfather started it, so with your children, that's five generations.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have any grandchildren? How old do you have? Oh, you could have grandchildren around 20, 25.
I don't think that, well, I got a girl who was just married. Granddaughter.
Yeah.
So she'd be 22 or 3.
Yeah, but none of them in the business yet.
No.
Yeah. Okay, well, I can't think of anything else.
Well,
that's been very helpful.
I can't believe it was helpful, but you're very welcome.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for your time.